Yeah, Saturday night there, Jerry, my temperature had been rising for, it was up for the last few days. I was trying to control it with paracetamol and stuff like that, but I couldn't. And Saturday night around 12 o'clock, I literally had to ring an ambulance, and my temperature was going through the roof. I was getting, I couldn't walk straight. So I rang an ambulance, the ambulance came out. My temperature was going up to 39. They said I must have had some infection or whatever. Okay, so they took to take me to the hospital in Tralee, and that was grand. Brought me over, did the COVID tests, obviously the usual thing before you go in, did two of them, so make sure that there wasn't COVID, because my symptoms were very similar to what you would have if you have COVID. Sweat was coming out through me, okay. So I went in, got all my bloods done and all the usual tests done. Then went to the accident emergency and was told I had to wait there. It wasn't too busy, it was about 8 to 10 people there. But time was going on and nobody was moving, there was nobody being seen. So I just inquired at the reception to know it would be long before I get to see a doctor.
So just explain to me, Jim, you went along, you did your, you know, did your tests and the report received, that was all within a reasonable amount of time?
Oh, very, very efficient altogether. I mean, they were brilliant. I was in, I was actually surprised that it was as fast. I was getting my bloods done once I was inside. Everything was all done nearly in the base of a half an hour. It was, I was surprised how quick everything and how efficient they were. The nurses were brilliant. The ambulance drivers were 100%. Everything was great. I couldn't praise them enough. Like, I mean, they were absolutely wonderful people. The way they dealt and how professional they were and dealt with everything, it was grand. All my tests were done. So then it was only a matter just to wait to see the doctor.
So you needed to see a doctor for a sign-off so you could go home, is that it?
Well, not to find out.
Or to find out what was happening next. Yeah, what was wrong.
I wanted to find out what was wrong, and so I didn't know what was wrong with me. All I knew is that it wasn't COVID, because I had two tests for COVID before I actually came out of the ambulance. So before they brought me out of the ambulance, they were able to tell me that they were positive that I was negative, if you know what I mean, because I had two COVID tests. So that was fine. So I went in and I had all my bloods and all the tests done, and it was done amazingly quick. I was surprised, how quick and efficient they were. And then it was a matter of waiting to see a doctor. So at about 3 or 4 o'clock, I still hadn't seen a doctor, so I inquired at reception, and I was told it would be 8 hours before I get to see a doctor.
It
was a very long time to have to wait to see a doctor. And there was a lady there from 8 o'clock the night before. And she had sciatica. She was sitting in the chair all night. By the time she got up, she couldn't actually walk because she'd been sitting in the chair.
My God.
I inquired, I think, coming on about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning to see if there was a doctor available. And the receptionist said she'd inquire. Next thing, lady came through the door and she said, look, I'm in charge here. She said, I'm telling you now. She said that the waiting time to see a doctor here is 18 hours. And she said that you have to wait your turn to be seen. There's no point in asking people at the reception. There's nothing they can do, nothing I can do. There's only one doctor on call. And there's nothing anyone can do. And that's the situation. And I just thought on a Saturday night, I mean, Kerry General Hospital is obviously serving a huge community. It has Tralee, it has Killarney, Listowel, all the way back to Dingle, South Kerry. You talk of a population of, I suppose, over 150,000 people. Just to have one doctor on call on a Saturday
in the emergency night. Department on a Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's there's something wrong there. And I think the problem is that, I mean, if we had a second doctor on, it would cut the time in half and everybody would be home, like, I mean, in a reasonable time. But I just think it isn't sufficient to have just one doctor on in serving a hospital that's serving such a huge area, like, I mean, you know, different to, like, maybe Mallow Hospital, which you can go in and out, I think, believe in about an hour, because a lot of Cork would be served by, maybe, we'll say, the CUH in Cork, and it'd be looking after a smaller amount of people, the population, than what Kerry would be serving. But I just don't think that it's acceptable to have just one doctor serving the entire population of Kerry, like in an accident emergency. he can only do so much. Doctor was wonderful, very efficient when I did get to meet him, but he can only do so much as well.
Yeah.
But I think the problem here was, like, there was people, there was an elderly farmer there, he was there, he was waiting from 10 o'clock the night before, and he was still there at 11 o'clock, and I leave in the following morning, sitting in a chair waiting to see a doctor. He said he went to South Dock, and South Dock, his blood pressure or whatever was gone up, and he said that they told him he needed to go to the Kerry General Hospital. He said he'd go tomorrow. He said no. They told him it was an emergency, he had to go tonight. He was still waiting the following morning at 11 o'clock.
So he could have, it was, and I'm not saying they were wrong to send him, because the indicators were telling them that he needs to see, to be assessed straight away. But he would have been better off in this instance going home, even with the risk, and going back in the morning.
Yeah, like, there's no point going over if you're going to be sitting there for 18 hours. Like,
uncomfortable and not happy and the whole lot.
Yeah, like, some people actually got up and had to go away. They had to tell them at reception, look, I have to go to bed, because, like, they just couldn't wait any longer, so that they never got to see a doctor at all. I just think that it's wrong. That there was people there up to nearly 80 years of age, very uncomfortable trying to sit. One man had to lie and just sleep on the floor, like, I mean, and I just think it's unacceptable, like, I mean.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think the problem could be easily rectified, but I think the problem was that they just didn't have enough doctors, and I don't know whether this is an everyday thing, but just one doctor to serve a population of Kerry, which is...
It's just crazy, yeah. And look, Jim, we've talked about it on the programme before. We've talked to politicians, yeah. We've talked to people who are consultants, we've talked with, you know, union people and a whole lot. It all comes down to a number of things, but particularly at the moment, recruitment and retention is very, very difficult. Now, that speaks to management rather than resources, I would have thought, but whatever reason, that's the way it is right now. Figures released at the start of this year showed that the wait time for UHK's emergency department is around 14 and a half hours on average. Now, that's up from a wait time of 6.5 hours in 2015. So in the last 7 years, it's doubled the wait time, which is why you were facing what you faced the last night.
Right, okay. But, like, surely there's only one way to reduce that, and that's to have a second doctor on call at night. And would that not solve the problem?
You would think, but the problem is they can't get doctors, or they can't trace them fast enough, train them fast enough. They can't keep them in the country when they do train them, and that's down to maybe conditions and terms and other issues like the availability of nurses, the availability of beds, the conditions of working. All of those things kind of come into it. And as you say, Jim, your example is a telling one, because you went and you got your test done. You were dealt with very well by the ambulance service, and very often they're snagged up in it as well, because they can't unload people to ED because they're waiting for beds and access. But then once you went into ED again looking for sign-off, that's when you hit the 18-hour wall, which is just terrible, given the rest of the service was working well.
Working very well, like, I mean, and like we have an excellent ambulance service, like, I mean, and I've had to use it in the past. I previously suffered a massive heart attack. They got me to Limerick and I had to get a stent put in. They were so efficient, everything was great. I couldn't praise the ambulance service enough.
Yeah,
the doctors, the nurses, like, they're brilliant at what they do. It's just a pity that people are left in a situation that they have to sit all night maybe in a chair, which is very, very uncomfortable. You go in at 8 o'clock in the evening, you're still there through the night. People that might have an ailment, obviously anyone that's there has a problem. It's either an accident or it is some illness or whatever that needs to... I hadn't slept for maybe 3 nights beforehand, and I was stuck there trying to keep awake on the chair. I was looking at the ground and said, will I lie down on the floor here and try and go sleep here? Like, I mean, it's what am I going to do? I would ask if I was to go home and so come back, I'd be at the back of the queue again. So I literally no choice. But I just think for the size of the population of Kerry, I just think that whatever there's only one way you're going to solve this, and that is to have a second doctor on call, and that's the only way you're going to address this problem.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, Jim, look, thanks for telling us your story and sharing your experience with us, and we'll see where it goes from here, but I hope you're feeling better.
That's great, Jerry. Thank you very much. Okay. Nice to talk to you.